I am Doug Coburn. I went to the University of Texas. I actually arrived in 1961 as a freshman. And in 1966, I was a graduating senior. I guess it had to be August 2nd. We were doing just a self-guided tour, walking tour of Rome. I recall that we were somewhere around Trevi Fountain, and there was a news kiosk on the front page of an Italian newspaper in Italian. There was a picture of the University of Texas Tower. I had 3 years of conversational French, but I didn't have Italian. But I could pick out some words like mort, you know, death, and that sort of thing. So it really struck us as, you know, obviously something happened. And, you know, got a hold of an English language newspaper. I don't remember which newspaper, but one that obviously had the story. And I'm saying it's August 2nd. It could have been August 3rd. I don't know the timing exactly how, certainly bad news travels fast, but did it make the newspapers the next day in Europe? They would have had another half day, of time. So they should have had enough time to post it. That's why I'm assuming it was August 2nd. You know, what really struck me as unusual is that he killed his wife and his mother before going to campus. And, I don't know exactly how that relates, but, I mean, a feeling of power, you would think you'd go up there and you'd do that, but you wouldn't kill your wife and your mother. So I think that was really, he had something else affecting his mind. And I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, so I don't know how to put that together. I mean, it really was, you know, that kind of changed how everybody thought about safety, and, you know, America, and, you know, protection. And you always felt like you were safe, especially in the University of Texas. You know, it was a safe place to be. Now all of a sudden you're walking down the South Mall and you get blown away. I mean, that's difficult. So that's hard to grasp, you know. So that's what I mean by an inflection point. You know, from then on you had always in the back of your mind that this could happen, and especially after there was some repeat, you know, Columbine, whatever, you know, different incidences that happened, it kind of reinforced that thought that you never know, somebody's going to go twist it off and shoot a bunch of people. We had guns on campus when I was going here. I had my guns. I had my shotguns in my dorm, and I had them in my apartment. Because we went hunting. I mean, we would go hunting in the afternoon. We'd go out to East Austin. There's a small lake, northeast Austin, up near, not as far as Taylor, but it was a public park, but it was had hunting privileges, so you could actually during season go dove hunting, which we did. So, you know, most people had guns. They had guns in the dorm. They had guns in their apartments. You know, that was not anything unusual. They did not carry them on campus. I was raised with guns. As most Texas kids were, we started hunting, you know, at young age, and I think I got my first 22 when I was 8, and I got my first shotgun when I was 10. And but we're always trained about how to use, clean, prepare, store guns. We never kept loaded guns in any place but in a hunting environment, whether it be the range or the field. You know, otherwise they were not unloaded. They were stored. Bullets were stored separately from the weapons. Most people had gun cases that were locked. So, yeah, I grew up with guns. I mean, what can I say? I mean, even as Boy Scouts, I mean, one of the things, one of the top merit badges was marksmanship. You know, every Boy Scout went to the rifle range and shot. So, I mean, that's just the way it was in Texas. So guns are guns in themselves. Are not an issue and they're not a problem. People with guns are the problem, and it's the people. Guns don't kill people, people kill people. I mean, that's the way I feel about it. Open carry, I think, is kind of ridiculous. I mean, it's just, there's no real point to it, and most professionals would tell you, I'd rather have a concealed weapon because I want the element of surprise. You know, I don't. And if, from the officer perspective, if they see people with a gun, then they're paying more attention to them than they are, you know, what they might need to be being aware of. So it kind of throws off their evaluation about what a situation is if people actually have open carry. So I don't think it's the right thing to do.